Welcome to the Pixel Shadow. I'm MangleFox70. This week, you're going to learn how to create your very own Minecraft skin, which will then convert to MineTest format and add to this Pixel Shadow MineTest server. Stick around, this is going to be fun. Welcome to the show. My dad, who you probably know as Robbie F on MineTest, hosts a show called Category 5 Technology TV. Last week, he did a big feature on MineTest showing us how to use, our server. And I was his special guest. If you haven't seen it yet, or especially if you're curious about this whole MineTest thing, please check out the show here. Big thanks to everyone who has taken the time to like, subscribe, and comment on my videos on YouTube. It's actually been tough to keep up. I appreciate all of the kind words from people like Jeremy Games 317, Mitchell Gentles or Michael Gentles, Terraptor 2, and Replox Plays, and everyone else who has taken the time to comment. We're up to 121 subscribers as I record this week's show, and that's 121 people I appreciate. If you haven't subscribed yet, please click this magical button. Hey, have you checked out our blog yet? We have a great team of bloggers like DKelly810 and Nathan S21 posting articles about MineTest or a show in our servers. Be sure to check out our blog today at mindtest.tv. All right, let's get into it. Today we're going to learn how to create our own skins. Here I have the Pixel Shadow mindtest.tv website, where we are going to use our skin converter link to go to the skin decks and create just a basic skin that won't take too long, and then upload it to our server. I have already created an account, so you have to make sure that you've created an account before you upload a skin, or it might not so that when the sync comes, you have to already have the account set up. So I've made sure of that. And to get to there, we go to skins and then skin converter and click on that, and you will be sent to this page, and you will have the link to the skin decks right here. And we will look at this later. So the skin decks. So this is a very good quality Minecraft skin website where we can convert the Minecraft skins into the MineTest software. So what we're going to do is I'm going to show you what a base does. A base is a basic thing that you can start off with your skin. So with these bases, you have hair bases and skin bases, like here and stuff, that are really good. So like if you just kind of don't feel like making your own hair, or you just want to create your own skin but you kind of don't have the time to do that, then you can search up for a base. So all you can do is see the base, and then the bases are just the hair, and then they just this body. Like sometimes you can just get plain skin, so that if you don't want to color in the skin. So I'm clicking on edit, but I'm not actually going to edit this. But you can create everything that you need to do on the skin. So now let's get back to the page. So that's what you can do with the base, but today I don't have the time for that, so I'm going to just search up girls. So the bases are really good, but also if you want to get a skin, you can just take it off of the website, but sometimes you kind of want to have your own skin. You don't want to steal it off the website. So you can just search up what you want and then find a good skin to edit. So the account I've made is called Lunar Moon, so I'm going to search up Lunar so that it suits the skin. So here's one called Lunar Girl. So has the moon on it, and we will click on edit. So all I have to do is, if I kind of want my own skin, I can change the hair color, change the way the hair looks, and maybe since it has ears, maybe I could add a tail to it. So, but I'm just going to take this straight off the website because I don't really have the time to do that. So you just click download to computer, then save file, okay, and then go back to the our website, and then write your username, so Lunar Moon, and then the file input, browse, and we go to downloads, and I will get the skin that I need. So now it will put in the skin input, then you press submit, and look, the skin that I showed you guys is right here. And then you can go to skin gallery. Hopefully this will work because it wasn't working before, and now it works. So we have Lunar Moon right here, and that is really good way to get your skin. And within a few hours, it happens every 5 minutes, but if there are players online, it won't happen because it'll shut down the server, and we don't want that happening if there are other people playing. Then that's just how it works. So within a day, you will definitely have your skin up. So now we are going to head into Mine Test and check some stuff out. So I will close this, get into Mine Test, and I have Lunar Moon open because I had to make the account, of course, and I will log in as MangoFox70. And I need to make sure that this is on the survival server, and I will press enter. Oh no. Will this work? There we go. So here, we have a screenshot of a Minecraft hotel, but even though this is very well built, in Mine Test, me and my friends have created a Mine Test hotel, which I'd really like to show off and show off some of the other things that have been built on the survival world. So I left off over here, so we'll quickly go outside so that you guys can see what it looks like. And it is nighttime, which is a bit frustrating, but you can, it's just turning to night. So this is the hotel. It's not the biggest. I'm hoping to expand this, and this is a village me and my friends have created, including Kendall, Tops1524, Naomi UK, and Gary White have helped build this. Over here we have some houses, from Kendall. This is one of Kendall's houses, which we are officially selling. I don't know what these guys are selling it for, but like if you haven't got much material, you can just... We're making sure that it's really cheap because we don't really want to be ripping you guys off because that'd be a bit rude. But this is a house that I believe Tots made. So let's go check out some of these houses. Here's another farm Tots has made. It has a farm and a furnace with some cool blocks and a table. So Tots did a really good job with this. And then I have made this house, which has a farm on the roof. And inside has a bed, which I accidentally slept in it. Chest, excuse me, and furnace, and people are saying hi, and also this is Nanami's UK's apartment, which he has not completed. Sure, she'll do a good job on this. We have another home from Kendall, which is really well built, and there's another, oh no, monster. Boy, did that scare me. I'm going to fight you off with my pickaxe. So those monsters spawn at night, and this is another one of Kendall's homes. And the last mini home that I've created, it has another furnace and a chest and a bed. And let's go back to the hotel and I'll show off what the rooms look like. So first of all, we have this pool, which is really nice little pool kind of thing. And I need to get a door right here, which maybe I'll do further on in the video once I've showed everything. And this is just the lobby. Created really nice lights with trapdoors and mez lamps. And I created elevators. So now I can go into room 1, room 2, room 3, room 4, room 5, and room 1. Wait, hold on. And here's a bed, which is part of his room. There's a TV. A furnace that should have more coal in it, but I suppose that he might have used it. He got some lock chests, and he's got quite a few stuff. So, and a table and a chair. So pretty much all of the rooms are like this. So I'm selling these homes for just whatever you offer, because whatever you have, you can offer. One of these rooms isn't complete. I'm not sure if it's this room. It might have been room 5. Oh, they're all complete. So let's go check off some more. So this server has been really active lately. we've got this ginormous pickaxe. Let's go check this out. Get out of fast mode and get inside. And I need to get out of the range view. So up here, I think I might have to have fly mode on. So this is really well built. Lots of wool, which I'm not quite sure how you got this, but this is a very good job. You did a very good job, T-Smith. And yeah, so we've got kind of things like this. People are very talented. And people are asking if I'm recorded. Yes, I am. And let me find some more stuff. I am lagging. Over here, we have this nice little bit of land. We got lots of stuff going on around here. Let me get out of this mode. Got my farm, and also, WSD guy found a glitch which allowed you to clone objects. Robbie F had to turn it off, but not before I did a little bit of cloning. But I cloned some Nine Cats. Don't blame me. I didn't know it was a glitch. And yeah, so I created this room here, which just has some storage, some of my stuff, and that's really all I did with the glitch, because I didn't really know that it was a glitch, because it was kind of expensive to make, but, so that's disabled now. And let's go find some more. This is Groovy Dude's weird multicolor home, which has nothing at all in it, because he's gotten a new home now. This is Gary White's home, which doesn't look like he's completed. He's got some chests and furnace and couch and bed. And he's also got another chest, a loom, which you can create to make food. Clothing. And also, I'm renting this house out to people for 3 months, so Gaming with Lozen has rented this place. Got some stuff in these chests that I give her. So I am doing things like this. Some are really fancy and some are just casual. And hello, Bumblebee.
Hello, Mangle Fox
7. Also, Dantist has begun on a mansion. He hasn't completed it yet, so he did a good job on that. And there's this ginormous lake, and me and Gary White are trying to remove all of this ice because it's a bit annoying. So let me try and find some more stuff to show off. I know that there's a lot more in this world, because so many people have been playing. There is this nice little place. This is a village that Tots1524 and Kendall and some other people have been contributing on. And yeah, so this is the survival world so far. And also, I updated my skin. I changed the way that my bow looks, so I'll just quickly get off my armor so that you guys can see. No, I need to take off these bits, and look, I have new hair bows, and my bow is much better than it was before. So I'll get my armor back on. And yeah, so I updated my skin, fixed the bow, because the bow, I admit, was a little bit ugly. And this is Tot's home. Look at me now. I wonder what's in here. Cool. So this is Tot's home. Don't think I should be trespassing. And since I'm recording, people are following me. Not as much as before. Not very many people online today. But so yeah, so this is some of Nanami's work. No, I don't think so. Somebody's village, it seems. This is Julie's house. Oh, this is a nice home. And then there is Carolyn's home. So yeah, so it looks like people are forming their own villages. And this is Kawaii Fairy. She has a couple chests. A chest that don't have anything in them. And also there is this thing. Looks like the beginning of some sort of mansion kind of thing. And, so here is a bit. This is Gaming with Lozen's house, I believe. Gaming with Lozen's house, yeah. So, also there's Kendall's home. I think this is Kendall's home. So, yeah, so there's lots of stuff being going on. And also, I have my shop going on here. And let's try and find some more. Also, there's this marketplace over here. So, lots of shops. There is an exchange shop on the road. Interesting. So, there's food shop owned by Nathan S21. Then there's the jazz shop owned by James. And there is also Tot's shop, which isn't very big yet, but I'm sure that she'll expand it. And yeah, so that's the marketplace area. Then there is this amazing home. It is owned by Martino. No, Mart, no. And I don't think that there's any way for me to get in. So, yeah, so that it's not quite completed, it doesn't look like. But he did a very good job on that. Let me munch on some bread. And
hello?
This is part of the village. People are doing lots of stuff. There's this awesome build by Tots, which is pretty cool. Not quite sure what it is, but she did a good job. There are some teleporters around here. Lots being going on. This is a home I sold because it was a bit ugly. And also, I have my home. I have a mailbox, which I don't know if there's anything in it. Open up. Won't let me in. My mailbox. Oh, I'm frozen. I'm frozen. Look at my character. I'm not moving. I'm frozen. Yeah, so let's go back to my mailbox. So you craft, I forget how to craft a mailbox, but you can just give people stuff. And Gary White is welcoming back because I got timed out, which is annoying. I always seem to get timed out in the video. I never get timed out when I'm playing by myself, which is quite annoying. And there is random items, my chest, and then just this chest, so that's pretty much all of my house. Maybe I could go back to the hotel place. So you guys can rent these places, and my hotel is looking good. So pool and everything. Let's go into the water, and yeah, so. So let's go outside and look. You can see the houses, the rooms of this place. And if you like what you see, then please subscribe. Like to our channel and just comment on our videos, give us any suggestions for videos, because today I obviously didn't really know what I was doing because I don't have very many ideas today. So try and give me some ideas on my next video, and I will see you guys in the next one. Goodbye.